Breaking news.
And this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets. And see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to today's edition of Under the Golden Dome with Frank Stams, Tony Rice, Todd Light, Pat Terrell, and yours truly, Wes Pritchett. Hope you're well. We're going to have a great show today. This is Raw. This is stories about the 1988 Notre Dame team, past and present. We're going to dig into some topics about the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about the loss of Tommy Rees, and I'm sure we'll have some other interesting topics to get into today. So with that having been said, Tony, you were a quarterback. Tommy Rees is obviously the offensive coordinator of the last couple of years at Notre Dame. Let's just say he was highly scrutinized. And I'd like to say, what do you think about Alabama hiring him? What do you think about what he was doing? And what do you think about who Notre Dame should look at for the next offensive coordinator?
Okay, I'm going to go with the second question first.
All right.
It shouldn't be Ron Paulus.
Ooh.
He shouldn't be in there.
And even being considered?
Not even being considered. You know, he's been on the sideline for so many years. Got to find someone that's going to be able to come in and take over that role. Not just like, let me just get the kinks out right now. They need to come in and be able to perform and make sure they put the team in the right situation. Again, you know, you can be there at practice, but having that kind of mentally attitude that you can go in and be scrutinized on what plays you're going to call. Go with someone that's fresh, that is leading another university that can handle that stuff, but is capable of making sure Notre Dame is in the right position. Forget about everything else. The second question, you know, I'm happy for Tommy. Maybe he did for his reasons of money. I don't know. You know, he's gone with another great coach that happens to be on the opposite side of us.
He's but also going to have all the 4 and 5 stars he could possibly have.
I could call plays in Alabama.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's right.
Run the off tackle play.
You wish him the best. You know, I wish anyone, and I said anyone that played at Notre Dame and played under the Golden Dome and would do anything for his university, the Lady on the Dome, that I give him a fair shake. And maybe the second question when I ask about Ron Paulus, you know, that's just my gut feeling about it. You ask me a question, I'm going to give you the answer. You may not like it, but that's the way I feel about it. While he was there, you know, they say he was going to win the Heisman Trophy 4 times in a row. He didn't come nowhere near doing that. So him being on the side calling plays, it's not going to change a damn thing. It just
better off. I totally agree with you. I think they got to have somebody that's got experience and that's been proven at another school. That's fresh and young and innovative. And
I completely agree.
With the current staff and players.
Yeah. And Tony, I'm glad that, you know, you didn't take it personal when Ron Paulus beat you up outside that bar a couple of years, you know, and, you know, to be able to give a straightforward answer like that is you're a bigger man than me.
I've been waiting for years to say that. But you know, hey, payback is
Pat,
a bitch.
What, Pat, you have a bar?
No, we were just out and Ron Paulus beat Tony up. And then he recognized it was Tony and helped him off the ground. And they apologized.
He kicked me when I was down, Pat.
Well, we all know Tony's a lover, not a fighter. Oh, that's what we all love about Tony.
That was a dumb joke. But I agree with you guys. I you know, we're talking about Ron Powell's, and he shouldn't even be in the conversation. And, you know, I'm doing a good job assistant AD. You know, let him coach his son, you know, at home. And he's the first high school athlete. The scholarship never even had a start in high school.
Wow. Really? Is he on scholarship?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's horseshit.
This is keeping it real.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, look. Hey, we need to keep it fresh. Go get a big name. Bring him in here. Let him, drop the X's and O's and sling that ball. You got a good quarterback that can throw. And I think I saw the quarterback from Wake, or the offensive coordinator from Wake Forest mentioned in the conversation. Is that still alive as well? Have you guys heard that?
That would make sense.
I don't think they've really said one way or the other. They're keeping it quiet. The guy, what's his name? The OC at Tampa Bay threw his hat in the rink.
Brian Leftwich. Yeah.
Yeah. Leftwich. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he wouldn't be.
Who else we're talking to?
Yeah. I mean, it's
said who they've talked, who they're talking to. I don't think they've really, they've been very hush hush about it, which is good. That means they've got to be talking to a big guy.
Absolutely. For sure. Yeah.
I want to know what dirt Tommy Reese's dad, I think his name is Bill Reese, has on Nick Saban. for that freaking hire to take place. I mean, how does I just don't get it, man. I'm scratching my head there.
Same. I honestly, my kids sent me a text saying that Tommy Reese is being picked up by Alabama's plane, and I thought they were punking me.
Mm.
I was like, there is no way Alabama's picking up Tommy Reese to talk to him about being the offensive coordinator. So what do I know? Apparently not.
Yeah, but fair shake to Tommy Reese. I'll tell you guys this. I had an opportunity to work with him, and that's when he was working with Ian Book very, very closely. And listen, Ian left the University of Notre Dame, the all-time winningest quarterback in the history of the school. And so he did do some good things. I think the best quality that he has as a leader is his What's that?
Didn't he play 6 years for Notre Dame?
He might have played six and a half, seven.
Did he play 6 years?
He played at least five.
Yeah.
No, he was fifth year. He played
6 years in high school.
I'm sorry, Ty. Go ahead. I just had to put that.
What? So.
But I was going to say, I was going to tell you.
No, I got a comment.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I got a comment on that. John Wooden says, activity.
Hey, Frank, you know you can pull over and do it. You don't have to drive.
He's like one of those Tesla zombie drivers.
I just want to know why Todd Light, sitting right next to Tony Rice, talking about a different quarterback is the greatest quarterback in Notre Dame history.
I said he's the all-time winningest. I didn't say anything about the greatest. I said the all-time winningest. I'm just talking fact numbers.
Well, I'm just trying to cause a little controversy.
We all know who QB1 is.
We all know who QB1 is. That's number 9. We already know that.
Oh, my God. He's going to crack me up. I just
John Wooden championships says, does Ian Book have?
Thank you.
John Wooden says, and I love this quote, activity doesn't necessarily mean achievement. And I love when that. I hear – When I go, you know, when my kid was going through high school and I hear these coaches talk, well, I've been here 30 years. I've had, 40 years of experience. That means nothing. That freaking means absolutely zero to me. That just means it could mean something, but it also could mean there's just nobody smart enough to expose you for, the dumb shit you are. And you guys know this. I tell you what, I've had way more bad coaching than I've had good coaching. I could count the number of good coaches I've had on my hand. versus the number of bad coaches I've had.
Todd, you were saying something before I rudely interrupted you. I'm sorry about
that. No. I'm fine. I'm just saying. He did a good job with Ian Book, right? And the greatest thing about him as a leader is his able to build relationships with his players.
Yeah.
And his players really, really like him.
The players absolutely love him.
Yeah, the players love him. And so that's going to give him a chance, you know, to be successful. And obviously, I'm sure Coach Saban is going to have his hand in the offense and everybody will have some input to help him out. And listen, like you guys talked about, I mean, he's going to be working with some of the best talent in the country. It's going to be a little bit easier to call plays when you know guys can go up and get the rock. It's not going to be a problem.
Is that necessary for the players today to like their coaches? Because I'll be honest with you, I really didn't like, you know, I didn't really like Colts. I feared them. I didn't really like Belichick. You know, I kind of like John Robinson, but, you know, I didn't really play all that well for him. But I thought I played better for Belichick because I kind of feared him. I certainly wanted to prove Holtz wrong. So I don't know, Todd, I guess that's a question for you being the most recent. And is it necessary now that players?
I think so. I think that we're in a day and age where the players want to be connected, you know, with not only their coaches, but their teammates. And they want everything to be, you know.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Very esoteric in terms of just, listen, we're all on the same path, right? Let's get aligned and let's be able to communicate at a high level so that we all can reach our full potential. And I think that's what the players are about now. Now, obviously, you're going to have some outliers where there's going to be the me guys. You're going to always have those. But for the most part, you know, these kids are smart enough to understand that when they go to these programs, they have to come in together as a collective to win championships. Because if you don't have the best players, you know what I mean, stacked up, you don't have to give yourself a chance with some of these,
yeah, but you
some
know, of these teams. I think, too, the biggest difference to me is that the kids can all leave. They're all looking to go somewhere else. If they don't like the coach, they'll leave.
Good point. If you're not happy, right.
Notre Dame, I went to Notre Dame. I was committed for 4 or 5 years. I knew that. That's not how these kids think. So to like the coach and have the ability for them to connect, I think that Saban struggles probably to connect to the kids today, honestly.
Right.
And then, like Tommy Rees is a young guy that definitely connects with the players.
Yeah, and conduit. Can
be that in but go between.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great point, Wes.
Well, I think
so. I was up there, you know, with my kids for the camp and around when they had recruits and stuff up there. And I'm going to tell you, man, the kids really liked him. Like they were laughing, and Freeman would come in. I mean, those guys, man, they are good recruiters. Don't kid yourself. They are very good at what they do. It's totally different than what we experienced. We were going through the whole process. Totally different.
So on the staff, Pat, Tony, Wes, Frank, who was the coach that you most feared at the collegiate level at Notre Dame? Like, which coach were you the most scared of? Not counting Coach Holtz, obviously.
Dude, I wasn't scared of anybody but Holtz.
I wasn't really.
Coach Stewart. Coach Stu.
Coach Stu, yeah.
Coach Stu. That's it.
He was a big softy.
He was.
Coach Stu was the teddy bear?
Right.
Stu never saw that bear. Side of him.
I say what.
Hey, not the freshman he wasn't. Not the freshman.
Coach Cordelli.
I wasn't scared. But Coach Fazio, remember, he used to get that real high pitched whine when he was mad.
No. Coach,
that was Wes's dude. Boy. Coach, you know, don't say anything
Coach
bad about
that.
Him.
Would snap. He would have
to get real high. What are you doing?
Coach could snap.
I like Fazio. I thought he was really, really smart. And I learned a lot of football from him.
Yeah, he
I think the dynamic.
Who didn't like him, though?
Well, you know, like we had with Lou Holtz and like Alabama has with Nick Saban is, and Todd can answer this question, as an assistant coach, you got to look at the age range of these players, too. You know what I mean? They're away from home. They're homesick. And I've run into a lot of players. I've ran into a lot of players when Todd was still at Notre Dame, and they would all talk about how cool Todd was and they loved him as a coach. And Todd can probably answer this question, but you got to be kind of a counselor a little bit as well, I would think. No, you know, question. Because you got to be that filter or buffer between the head coach.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I remember there was a situation, Kavari Russell, very talented DB, came out of the Seattle area. He was a running back initially, switched to defense, was a tremendous player, got hurt, had broke his leg, had to come back from that, and then try to have a successful season to finish the season off so he could get drafted. I remember him coming in talking about the pressures of getting drafted. Mm. Here this young man is. He's a senior. He's got like 8 games left of the season. And I'm thinking, we got to worry about the next game. And he's worried about 4 or 5 months from now getting drafted. And I'm like, you have to stay in the moment. And that will take care of itself. And so, like you say, you have to be a counselor because these kids have all kinds of issues, all kinds of pressures. And, you know, for them to go to the University of Notre Dame, study at a really, really high level, play at a high level, then have all the added pressures of winning, being successful academically, it's tough sometimes. And it takes some kids, you know, usually I would say 6 to 18 months to figure it out in terms of, you know, being a real student athlete and doing everything at a high level, both academically and athletically. But, you know, I think that I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the kids. The kids are great. You know, they want to have fun. You know, they're silly. You know, but they understand the pressures of winning and having to do the proper work to be successful. And so I like him as a pick. I think he'll do good. Yeah. You know what I mean? And if I would not be surprised in 3 years if he's competing for a national championship there at the program.
Well, I tell you one thing, too. I saw a stat talking about a career move. They were showing the path of all the offensive coordinators in Alabama. If you want to be a head coach, that's what you want. That's the position you want to be in.
Yeah, yeah. You're on the launching pad, right?
If he does well, he's off to the races forever.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, didn't you have was it Kevin Steele, your linebacker coach?
Dude, I hate it. I freaking hated him. So I go to the Panthers, you know, in the 95 season. It's their inaugural season. All right. We play in the Hall of Fame game against the Jaguars. And we had a great head coach, Dom Capers. He was the hire from Pittsburgh. He was their defensive coordinator. And Bill Polian was the GM. Yeah. And he was the reason why I went, you know, they came after me because he's got a soft spot in his heart for Notre Dame. And, listen, so I go down there and Vic Fangio was the defensive coordinator. Fangio does not want me part of this team. And he makes that perfectly fucking clear. All right. But here's the rub. The playoff game, again, the last game of the season, we played Pittsburgh, and I hurt my knee, and I was able to play, you know, a couple of games in the playoffs until we lost at Pittsburgh again. But then I needed surgery. My agent was a guy named Ralph Sindrich, which you guys probably all know, and you know, I become a free agent. The Browns don't want me anymore because they had a couple of younger linebackers. Who won? Mike Caldwell, who is the current defensive coordinator with Jacksonville now. And so they let me go to test the markets, and Carolina picks me up. So my agent's negotiating the deal. And finally, when the deal's getting ready to sign,
he said, okay, they want to, you know, they want to meet you and get on a plane. So I swear to God, on my kids, true story, as I'm driving, this is post-surgery now, I'm non-weight bearing for 6 weeks. As I'm driving to the airport with crutches, because my agent tells me, a friend of mine was driving me to the airport. He says, oh, I forgot to tell him one minor detail. I said, what's that? He goes, I forgot to tell him you had surgery. And I said, you got to be shitting me, man.
That's a hell of an agent right there.
Right. So I was like, really? What does that mean? He goes, well, I'm going to call him now. And then he called me back. He said, they're meeting you at the airport with the medical staff. I said, you got to be, no shit. Met me at the airport, took me right to the hospital to evaluate me. And so they said, you know, hey, listen, we think you can recover. So they continued to negotiate the contract in good faith. And I signed the contract. But unfortunately, it was one of those what do they call that? Micro fracture?
Oh, right.
Shit, dude. I mean, it was nothing to it. But the rehab, looking back, I should have waited that entire year, took it off, and then come back. Because that micro fracture, you know, the harder I worked at it, the worse it got. And, you know, eventually they cut me right before camp. But going back about Kevin Steele, what I'm getting at is, he was my first year linebacker coach with the Panthers. Kevin Green was there on the team then. A big dude, man. Outside, and the other outside, they played a 3-4. The other outside linebacker was just this Adonis of an outside linebacker. I forget where he came from, but he was good. Sam Mills was the inside linebacker. And then they wanted me to play the Will. And unfortunately, I couldn't get, you know, I'd go one day and I'd miss 2 days. Finally, you know, Capers had to give me the bad news, but Steele hated me. He hated me. And the reason he hated me, and he told me this in no uncertain terms, you know, he started calling me out because I went to Notre Dame. Now, he was a strong Baptist coming from Baylor his first year. That dude was still fighting the freaking the Holy War. And he used to make comments about me, about how, you know, I thought I was hot shit and better than people because I went to Notre Dame. And I'm looking at him, I'm saying, really? Really, dude? We go up to Cleveland and practice for about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah,
and he's just riding my ass. And Scott Pioli comes over to me, who was still with the Browns. He said, what is that guy's problem with you? He goes, you're not doing anything wrong. I said, man, he's just got it in for me. And the assistant strength coach ends up coming to me, you know, about halfway through camp. And he said, listen, Frank, you're up against it. He goes, Steele is tearing you apart in staff meetings. And I'm like, oh, shit. Well, he won. But I'll tell you what, I got some sort of, comfort when during that season, and you guys may have seen this, and I know, Pat, you probably did because you bring it up, Kevin Green came off the bench and attacked him during a game.
I remember that. Right.
And nobody tried to break it up.
Right. They were like, get him.
Yeah, like, get him. Well, I'm sorry I missed his name to you, Frank. I didn't know it was going to
No, man. No, that's great. Raw and unfiltered. You're listening to Under the Golden Dome with Pat Terrell, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Wes Pritchett, myself, telling stories past and present, Notre Dame and NFL. Raw and unfiltered, found everywhere where you find your favorite podcasts. No, man, that is a great – I'm glad you brought that up because it helps. It's good therapy to talk about it. He was a real no-good SOB.
Right. So I think he – didn't he just get hired as a defensive coordinator for Alabama?
Oh, great.
I think he did.
Oh, did he really?
I believe it. He went to Clemson. Clemson and Debo or whatever his name is for a while. Yeah.
Dabo, sweetie.
Dabo.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just, you know, I mean, and it gets back to my point about coaching. These guys, are, you know, I mean, you know, his whole thing was intimidation, fear, and he brought that bullshit college mentality to the pros, and it doesn't work. You know,
no, you're absolutely right. It does not. Every coach that I encountered,
he is the defensive coordinator at Alabama.
Wow, I thought so. Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, so, you know, you're in the game long enough, you just graduate to the highest. I could see him and Saban getting along just fine. Both SOBs. and it goes back to a lot of these guys know football. And this guy, they just hired Schwartz here in Cleveland as the DC, replaced Joe Woods. And, you know, the big thing in Cleveland is they were talking about, and we see this across the board, high school, college, is, you know, Stefanski is letting these guys get away with murder. And as you guys know, what do they say? Familiarity breeds contempt. And that was going on. Stefanski was too much. And this is where, you know, and Freeman recognizes this. Caution, you know, being too much of their friend, because that familiarity will breed contempt.
Oh, yeah.
And Schwartz comes along. He says, listen, you know, he makes a comment the other day. I heard he said, you know, we're not drawing up plays any more than the high school coaches are drawing up. There's a lot of people that know football. He goes, what we're going to try to provide is the right leadership. And to me, that's what it's freaking all about.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's execution, you know, taking care of your responsibility, you know, outside arm and leg free, and Tony attacking the inside shoulder of the linebacker. And I think disciplined teams, when you have the talent, can win. But I like this subject about coaches. Who are some of the coaches you guys have had that you had a ton of respect for outside of head coaches? And what coaches have you had that you just couldn't stand, and why?
Okay, let me have the first one. Coach Crudele, which I love the hell out of Coach Crudele. He told me when Coach Holtz was yelling at me a couple of times, do not listen to the tone of his voice, but the words that are coming out. So he can be talking, yelling, but he's still pointing you in the right direction. I didn't know how to take that. I thought he hated me for a while. So Coach Crudele was that coach that really helped me pave my way along the way, because he broke it down for me, just like what Todd was saying earlier. You know, the players like some of the coaches, and Frank, some of the players don't like the coaches. You know, I don't think.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hate is a very strong word. Strongly dislike, I think it's a better word, but there was none of the coaches I dealt with that I really didn't like at Notre Dame. Now, when I went to Canada, those different ball game. It just came off of a great cup win. They didn't have time for me. They thought Kent Austin was going to be the guy who was going to take him to the promised land again, but he wasn't. So,
well, it's crazy what a difference a coach could, how it can impact how you play and your confidence level and everything else.
I mean, yes.
For me, like my senior year at Notre Dame, Barry was the defensive coordinator. He was the inside linebacker coach. I wasn't taking any class or very few classes. And I would lift and I would go to Barry's office. And it was almost like big brother, little brother, but I mean, obviously had huge amount of respect for the guy, but he blew up my confidence like crazy. You know, he would say, you know, Prince, let's go out there and I don't want you guys messing around today. I want you to, you know, we need to practice hard and make sure that, you know, the young guys see you guys, you know, because the young guys see us practicing hard, they're going to practice hard too. you know, we knew how to have fun. I think we were a great offset for the guys on offense. You poor bastards down there were getting beat up and just dragged through the mud with coach. You know, we're down there smoking cigars at practice. But when the lights came on, we were knocking people around. You know, we were bullies out there. Our defense was unbelievable. You look back at the guys that we played defense with. I mean, holy cow. And then, so then I get drafted by the Dolphins, and I get down there. There was a guy named George Hill that was my linebacker coach. And for whatever reason, Frank, he fucking hated me. Always something about Notre Dame. Always something about Notre Dame. It wouldn't matter. I could sack a guy, and he'd be like, you took too many false steps. It didn't matter what I did. Meanwhile, he had this bozo that he had coached in Indianapolis for, or wherever the Colts had been, for like 6 years, who sucked, who was over the hill. And no matter what that guy did, he would give him positive grades in film study. And I'm like, is this even real? Like, how is this? Who do I complain to?
Yo.
Where's the customer service? It was awful. The guy freaking sucked. I mean, he was horrible. To this day, I wish nothing good upon that man.
I can safely say he hates that dude.
Yeah. I hate that dude. I don't strongly dislike him. I hate him.
You guys needed to be drafted higher.
Yeah, exactly. And I was drafted in the sixth round. You got to get drafted the first two rounds. It doesn't matter. They're going to keep
you. My coaches love me when I got there.
Might as well be a free agent.
Hey, I tell you what, though. Chuck Heater, he meant a lot to me, man. I got moved in my position, you know, going in my junior year, you know, behind, you know, the team favorite, Corny. And I was
See how he is?
I was pissed. And Chuck Heater, I got him, you know what I mean? He was a baller at Michigan, and he was passionate about really coaching me, and I knew he cared, and that felt good. So, I mean, I just really I wanted to play hard for him. And then when I got to the pros, he was there when you got drafted too, Ty. I can't remember his name. He's been in the league for a long time. Who was your rookie defensive back coach? Frank, who was our –
dude, I can't remember that guy's name. You know what? He lost me when he was smoking cigarettes in the meeting rooms.
Everybody smoked on the rims.
When I was a rookie and the guys were smoking in the locker room, I was like, what are you guys doing? I can't breathe. We're supposed to be trying to learn how to play football. The hell is going on?
Old head. The players were smoking at halftime.
Yeah, no, that was different. Because I thought your man was going to get in trouble. I was like, who are you going to put that out?
Oh God. I tell you what. Speaking of just funny, I know we're going all over the place here. Funny stories. Frank, I think Todd was on the phone too. You guys all know Terry Crews, the big movie star.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Host of-
we used to stick bananas in his butt in the locker room. Damn near we would be arrested for the shit we did to him. Him and George Bethune.
So we were reminiscing on the phone about a year ago, and they remind me of this one cat that the Rams bailed out of prison.
Oh yeah,
to come play.
The running back.
No, it was a lineman. He was from Oakland, from the Raiders.
Lineman.
And everybody was scared of him because they got him out of jail. And
Are you talking about that big dude that went to Tulsa and that John Teerlink brought it in?
Yeah. And everybody was scared.
Yeah.
He only really had
one leg, but nobody could move him.
I think his name was Perry. His last name was Perry.
Perry. Yeah. That dude was so mean. And Terry Crews was telling us he was late for a meeting and they sent Terry to go up to the hotel room. And he opened the door with a bottle of Crown, and that's the blank he wanted. He just said, you late for the meeting and ran. I don't know where I went with that, but.
No, it was good stuff. You know, you mentioned Chuck Heater. you know, let me, you know, my interaction with Chuck and really didn't have a lot because Chuck was cool. He kept to himself. You know, he coached his players. Obviously, he had a great relationship with you. And you know, and so I'm trying to, you know, I think I'm hot shit, fifth year senior. And I forget, we were at a meal the night before a game. And I see Chuck over there where we were traveling and getting dressed up and hanging out in North Dining Hall, waiting to go to the airport. And it was a delay, something like that. So, and Chuck's there. So I think I'm going to start fucking with Chuck. All right. And I start talking this bullshit with him and that, and he looks at me and I, you know, I was asking him some things. I took a couple philosophy classes and I think I'm going to blow his mind and really, you know, rattle him. And he comes back at me and he starts fucking quoting philosophers and really freaking diminishing me to like 2 inches tall. And I'm like, damn. I mean, he was a good dude. And from then on, I took a whole other perspective about him and laid off.
Yeah. You know what I really liked about him? At the time, you know, this is what, 1985, 86, 87. It was definitely 88, but Chuck was like ahead of his time in terms of the way that we used to do the interception drills. Remember those, Pat?
Oh, wait.
Almost become like we would do the route progressions and do the interception tree.
Ah.
And I had never been taught that before by a coach. And he was the one that introduced that to me. And I became much better with my hand-eye coordination and being able to make plays defensively and especially catching a lot faster balls. I mean, those balls, you know, from high school to college, you know, the speed and the velocity is much different. And just getting used to that. I mean, you know, Tony used to throw some rockets out there back in the day, hurt my hands back in the day.
Yeah, he did.
Picked a couple off though, too.
It was ducks. Quack, quack. I was throwing ducks.
But Tony, what got you here? Why were you guys always so scared to scrimmage us, the ones against the ones in college?
But never. We were all ready for you guys. We were ready. We were. But Coach Hosting wanted just to put both offense and defense in danger.
Exactly. You were exactly right. Wes knows because somebody would have got hurt.
Oh, yeah, because I tell you what.
Wasn't going to be a defensive guy.
He want to play, and I tell you what, not the defensive guy or offensive guy is going to do each other, but let's wait until Saturday to take it on the field then. So that
you guys know how – you remember how we practice in spring ball? Do you realize – remember when Lou said, your ass is going to make the team in spring ball? It's going to be a testament of who has the greatest will and all this other stuff that he would say? We hit – killed each other for 30 days or whatever the number was. Is it 30 or 20?
It was 20. 22? Was it 22?
Okay, but we hit every day. We didn't have any pad day. I mean, thud days. Mm-mm. Now, what's the number, Todd? Can you hit 4 days or something?
Yeah.
5 days, 10 days? It isn't 10.
There's a limit. And you got to take care of these kids now because with the concussion protocols and things like that, if anybody checks in and says that they're not feeling right. They're a little bit woozy. Right. They're out.
I love it.
Hey,
so my kids high school this year.
Tell the fellas about when.
No, two-a-days. They got rid of two-a-days in the state of Georgia.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they needed two.
The player you had, they got a concussion on
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Was it just shells?
You were coaching.
I think it was you were coaching a safety and you were scratching your head. You said, PT, times have changed. I said, what do you mean? He said, my starting free safety got a concussion. And I said, man, I thought he was in the hospital for a car accident. Because I know we were only we were helmets and shoulder pads or something.
Right. Yeah, we were practicing. That's right. So we were practicing. And this is when I'm coaching at the University of Notre Dame. And I'm not going to say who the DB was, but we were in shells. Helmet and just, those little shells that you wear under your shoulder pad. So it was like a low contact day. But, you know, coach wanted to wear helmets just to make sure everybody had proper safety protocol. And, just a minor hit. And then my starting strong safety was out with a concussion. And, I mean, we weren't even really hitting like that, you know, in terms of how we hit back in the day. So that was new to me. I couldn't believe it. I was like, this kid had got a concussion off that light of a hit. So, obviously, he must have been hurt before or he just didn't want to play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, whew.
Well, I'll tell you, I got to say one. So I got interviewed about 4 or 5 years ago talking about my kids are always asking me if I had a concussion. Theoretically, I've never been diagnosed with a concussion. All right. So the guy's talking about the Notre Dame-Miami rivalry. So I start with the 85. We play down there and we get beat 58-7. They block a punt, throw a bomb. 86, I think we get beat again, blah, blah, blah. He says, well, how about 87? I said, we didn't play him in 87. And he goes on and on and on. I said, we did not play them in 87. He said, well, I'm looking at the stats here. You got 11 tackles. I still don't remember the game. I have no recollection of that football game.
Yeah, it's we've all played through a lot of stuff. And actually, Wes, I was thinking about you during the NFC Championship game when Purdy went out. And I don't know how to say this without sounding non-sensitive. I'm kind of glad that his injury was a lot worse than it looked, because I was like, man, you know, Pritchard played. Didn't you play with like a broken arm or something? Broken hand in the Miami game. And I'm like, why aren't these guys playing? But that made me think.
Dude, sometimes broken hands, guys are out for 6 weeks. I never missed a practice.
But it made me think, you know, Frank, you know, sometimes you have injuries in football, especially in the pros, where you're too embarrassed to come out of the game. And one of the worst ones ever. I was in Green Bay, and the dude, the big lineman, backed up and stepped on my toe. Dude, I had a tear coming out of my cheek. I was in so much pain. But I'm like, I can't come out of the game because the dude stepped on my foot. You know, it doesn't even sound right. So you played a whole game, Wes, and don't remember it. I played three plays crying like a baby because I thought my toenail came off. And I couldn't come off the field because I couldn't tell the trainer he stepped on my toe. So I was waiting to get hurt some other kind of way and have an excuse.
You know, I used to and the other thing is how they would treat these injuries. You know, so you make it through the game, but then next week you got to play. And I remember and I was, you know, shit, I was hurt a lot throughout my, you know, college career. I was lucky. I played 1 year and it was fortunate to play with you guys and we go undefeated. But I remember, you know, how they treated me and how they got you ready for to play a game and these tape jobs that they would give you. And after some of these tape jobs they would give me, I felt like I freaking was mummified, or it's like, there's no way I can play with this tape job. I'm better off just playing with the injury. But you know what? You find a way to make it work with some of these tape jobs. Like they tape a groin or a hamstring. It's like, damn, I can't move with this. But then, you know, when the adrenaline kicks in and you're out there, you know, you just fight through it.
Well, think about this now. If I broke my hand now and I knew it was broken, I played, when I came in at halftime, they would have pulled me out. Probably now, wouldn't they?
I don't know. I don't know about, linebacker with a broken hand, I'm not so sure.
I don't know.
Anyway, I mean, a quarterback, maybe a running back or a receiver, but, you know, linebackers and, you know, guys that, you know, you can get away with not having a hand, can't you?
I'm going to tell you right now, if you think
just cut it off
with a broken hand now, you're out of your mind. That thing hurts. every single guy you hit, you hit with your
they
hand.
They got shit for pain, man. It's not about, you know, you got to, hey, listen.
Well,
you
they
know
got
this.
Something
you got to play hurt.
You know what they
now,
gave
injury,
me back then? They gave me a freaking, what did they give us
injury and
back?
Hurt is two different things.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Darvishet, what do they give us? Darvishet, maybe? A Darvishet?
Darvon, Darvishet.
You're on a fine line, though, because you want to numb it, but if you take too many, you can't play.
You were on something, Rich, that game.
Called adrenaline. Hey, let me tell you something. I just remember when the game was finally over and I was sitting there in my locker, I'm like,
was it throbbing like that?
It was about that big. Oh my God!
Let me tell you, I remember that last season. Rich goes into the hospital.
Oh yeah!
All right, because he's got so much of that naproxen in him, it burned a hole in his stomach.
Right. That was the anti-inflammatory, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Frank and I were
medication banned on the list.
Frank, we were leaving to go on spring break the next day or that night. If I had gotten on the plane, I would have freaking bled to death.
Wow.
I had internal bleeding.
I thought it was during the season. I obviously was in on the
spring ball. No, it was spring ball. I had internal bleeding. I was in freaking ICU.
Yeah, wow. You were in bed. You were I remember I going to see you in a hospital, dude. You look green. You look bad. You really did look bad.
And then they gave me a bunch of blood. The next day I was like, Coach walked in the next morning. He said he's expecting me to be like, you know, breathing tubes and shit like that. I'm sitting up eating breakfast. I'm like, how you doing? He's like, I thought you were sick. I'm like, I don't know, man.
We were gonna come visit, but it was spring break. It was spring
break. You're listening to Under the Golden Dome with Tony Rice, Todd Light, Wes Pritchett, Pat Tell, Frank Stams. Raw and unfiltered conversation about Notre Dame football, past and present.
Hey, I have something I want to talk about, Frank, real quick. I just want to give a shout out. I mean, so we're having a Holtz's Hero golf tournament, an event in Naples. March 9th is the dinner. March 10th is a Friday. We're having a golf event at Naples Grand. And then March 11th, of course, is St. Patrick's Day in Naples. So for anybody out there that would like to play some golf, be around some legends, and see Coach Holtz. That's going to be in a month.
Excellent. Yeah.
That sounds like a great time. Listen, I want to promote this Ireland trip.
Yeah.
Next August. We're going to put details on the next show. But all of us, we're trying to get all of us minus one, and that name will be left off the docket for right now. But the Under the Golden Dome is going. Nice. All right, but we got to sell enough seats. This guy's come to me and says, listen, Frank, you know, the only way you guys are going is if we sell enough seats so everybody can go. And so I'll get you those details, but it's a week-long trip for the game over in Ireland. And, of course, I was, you know, being funny or trying to be funny earlier about, you know, we all have obligations and we understand that. And so, you know, we're all trying to go, but we'll keep you posted on everything that's going on. Todd, I know you, if you want to, please, you do some training. You got a football camp in Southern California.
Right now I'm working with Villa Park High School program. So I'll be working with on the defensive side, working with the secondaries, linebackers, and doing some stuff with the defensive line. And so, yeah, it's going to be good. They have a really strong program. They're a class 5A school in California. They've had success in the past, but my daughter's going to go there as a freshman. So some people asked me to come out and help out. And I said, sure, will do. You always got to go help the kids. You know what I mean? And it's always nice to be around that young energy and, you know, just help boys develop into gentlemen. You know, that's what we're always trying to do on this part. But real quick, I got a question for you guys. Big weekend this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl, right? We got the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, Kansas City Chiefs led by Patrick Mahomes. Some say he's the best thing since sliced bread in terms of entering the NFL. I mean, the kid is so dynamic and has had so much success over his short career already. You know, he's going to go down as one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the league, obviously. And then Jalen Hurts, you got to love his story, right? Alabama kid gets to the championship game, gets pulled, right?
Yeah, great story.
He comes in, wins the game, and he still
with the whole time, never complains.
Never complained once, you know what I mean? Just took the high road, was always a great teammate, and now he's right back on the doorstep of winning a leading the Philadelphia Eagles to win a championship. Who do you guys like for the game, and which player do you think will be the biggest impact outside of the quarterback position for both teams?
I'll go first. I think it's going to be a hell of a Super Bowl. A lot of firsts. You got the first siblings ever to play against each other in the Super Bowl. You got the first two black quarterbacks starting in the Super Bowl, and I think that's just huge.
Right.
And I believe Mahomes with a healthy ankle.
2 weeks. He's got 2 weeks, Pat.
2 weeks, baby. I'm going with KC.
Okay. I like it. But which player do you think is going to help put them over the top outside of Patrick Mahomes?
Whew. Oh, wow. I mean,
is it Kelsey? Is it the brother?
Yeah, the tight end is going to be strong. And I think the play of the tight end is going to isolate some wide receivers, and it's going to be some big plays by Kansas City.
Excellent. Tony, who do you like?
I would say Philadelphia. But, you know, knowing the players, I think their defense looked pretty good. They have a lot of sacks and everything. So I think it's going to be down to the defense. And that linebacker, I can't recall his name, but he has one of the lowest numbers in there. But he's very fierce. And I think he'll be able to contain Holmes. And he's going to hurt that ankle again. So
I think, too.
Right. All right. Ari West, who do you got?
Well, I'd say I've actually really watched the Eagles for some reason this year a lot, and I just think I think their defense is very underrated. I mean, they're some big nasty guys. I think they're going to come after Mahomes like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if he gets hurt, the game's over. I mean, it's not going to be a contest. I think it's Jalen Hurts' time. I think, this is my prediction, a healthy Jalen Hurts, watch the RPO. That cat is such an underrated runner.
Right.
And he's a lot of the year this year, he was kind of a little timid. He was hurt. They've got nothing to lose in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, let's go.
Homeboy is a dual threat quarterback. I mean, I know Mahomes is too, but Mahomes is not healthy. He's not going to be healthy. Now, they're going to have him ready for the game, but, I mean, look, you can't ever – I think it's going to be a great game. It's 1.5 points. I mean, you can't ever count Patrick Mahomes out. I think the NFL wants Patrick Mahomes to win. So I don't know. The refereeing in the Kansas City Cincinnati game was a little less than spec. I mean, that was suspect, brother.
Right.
I mean, to the point of like bullshit.
Yeah.
But, I think it's going to be a great game. I think the Jalen Hurts story. He's a kid that I use as an example with my children because I think he just carries himself the right way. And there was a meme of him after he won the game. And the quote was, I want to read this. I went through a lot of stuff in college and it stuck with me. John 13:7. You may not know now, but later you'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, man. I gave me goosebumps. I mean, the dude, think about, you know what I'm saying? Like God had a plan for him all along, and now here he is. And I wish him the best. That's all.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Frank, who do you like?
I've been dying to get this.
Hey, which player do you think outside the great quarterback Frankie position the Greek is going to be the key to the game?
Right, Frankie the Greek, set the running back for Philadelphia.
Oh, what's he's his strong.
Name? Ricky Waters.
Woo!
Yeah,
Philly has Devonta Smith.
I asked for who for what to be on the show tonight, and I never got a call back. I swear to God, I'm gonna go out there and talk to his.
But
ass.
Who for what didn't want to hit you back? Oh, come on.
No, he said, who for what? Frank doesn't hit me back. That's bull. bullshit.
Frank, he thinks you sent him home.
Yeah.
I told him it was your request.
Right.
I said it was a vote, and they said,
oh my God, no, they needed two votes, and they got Wes and Frank to vote.
Let me tell you something, that vote.
That is not true.
They started with the offensive side of the table, and Tony knows that's the truth. Because I swear to God, I was going to tell Holtz, I said, listen, man, these guys are 70% of our offense, all right? And we're number one in the country. There's a lot at stake here. Can you maybe reconsider this situation? No,
but I'll tell you what. I'm going to throw the red flag.
No, no. He started to the right, and Andy Hack. Andy Hack said, was the first guy to say, send him home. Yeah. I'm throwing Andy on the bus.
Whatever you guys.
It was an effort. All the seniors voted.
I know.
Is Miles Sanders the running back?
I don't know. Whoever it is. But listen, Philadelphia has one of the top, if not the top, rushing offenses in the league. Their defense is if not the top five in the league. What I like, and I've already bet, I watched the total go from 48 to 51. I bet the under today. I got my DraftKings account. Man, I'm all set. I bet $2 at a time. Yeah. So
thank you, Frank. I just put $2,000 on the over.
Yeah.
Hey.
No. I bet that the total's gone up. Everybody thinks that that's going to be a high-scoring game. It's not. I like the under 51. And I'm waiting for the line to move. It's 1.5 right now, Philly. I'm waiting for it to go to 2. I'm waiting for it to go to 1 because I think people will they'll start betting Kansas City. Yeah. Kansas City. There's a lot to like there. Mahomes. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, the kid's got he's all over the television. And he's got a great personality. They've been there before. All right. But I just think a team led by Jalen Hurts, and the fire that coach has for Philadelphia, I like the way Philly's playing, and they proved it consistently throughout the playoffs. So I like Philly. I like Philly, and I like the under in the game.
Okay.
And the only caveat there is, but you guys have really kind of answered that question for me, is the stage going to be too big for Jalen Hurts? And based on what you're telling me,
I don't think so. I don't think so because – I think that he's been waiting for this moment his whole life.
I agree.
This one moment. And believe me, that young man is prepared. I'm with Wes. I think it's going to be Philly. I love their defense. Fletcher Cox, I got a chance to coach him when I was at the Eagles for 2 years. He's a phenomenal defender. Brandon Graham, unbelievable player. I really like the coach's moxie. You can tell the guys love him and they play hard for him. Of course, the Jalen Hurts story is just too good to be true. It's just like it's like a Kurt Warner movie. You know what I mean? It's like, and so I think that guys like Devonta Smith is going to make a big impact on the game. Some of the perimeter players, I know Brown is their go-to guy. You know, they're going to force feed him the ball, and he's going to make a play. That guy's unbelievable. I just think that Philly is just really, really peaking, and they're healthy.
Yeah. You know?
And I think that's what the line shows.
Wait, Pat, didn't you pick Casey? So Pat is the person to pick Casey. But he's agreeing with you. So you
politician, baby.
Hey, is he switching up? PT switches up, man.
I listen to you guys, man. You guys got some good points. Hey, but out. Make sure you guys watch Ricky Waters' special. It was really good.
Okay, very good.
Right. Very good.
Well, hey, guys, great show.
Miami.
Yeah, great. A great show tonight. We're at the hour.
Catch up.
Really appreciate it. Really good show. Thanks everybody for listening to Under the Golden Dome, raw and unfiltered, talking Notre Dame football. Podcast found everywhere where you find your favorite podcast. Guys, have a great weekend. Let's do it again next week.
All right, bros. Take it easy.
Adios.
Later.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off. And absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.